One of the Geshmak Asichis that are associated with the concept of a Kates is the famous Sicha of Miketz Tovshinun Aleph. The Fabrengen was Shabbos Chanukah Tovshinun Aleph, and the Rebbe spoke a very stark Sicha, which part of it is in the Besuras Hagula Ois Tes, where the Rebbe, in very, very simple terms, outlines what does it mean to live with Moshiach. The Rebbe said many times that we have to live with Moshiach, but people don't know what does that mean. What are the oisis? How does it express itself? How do I know if I'm living with Moshiach? What is that? How do I know? How does it express itself? What does it look like? And the Rebbe Pashit gives the oisis to explain this idea based on a very, very gashmiistic effect. There is a concept in English, it's called one-track-minded. One-track-minded means that your brain is centered on a certain topic, and everything you see through the lens of that thing. Imagine, if you have glasses, that there is a blue tint in your glasses. So everything you're going to see through the tint with a blue tint, that's why you're going to see the whole world, because your glasses has blue in it. You have certain people that they're brainwashed a certain way, and automatically they're going to see things a certain way. They say the famous story that there were three brothers walking in the street. One was a Rav, one was a farmer, and one was a businessman. They're walking in the street in Eretz Yisrael, and they see a plant growing, an interesting new plant. So right away, the businessman, without thinking, asks, "No, how much money can we make if we grow this plant?" That's the way his mind is worked and wired. The farmer says, "What ground and what material was used to grow this plant?" That's what he's focused on. And the Rav wants to know, Negeya Shemitah, Negeya, all the dinim of Meiser. He's trying to figure out the halachis of the plant. No one asked them what their thoughts were, because their brain is so involved in halacha. So you see the halacha in everything. The businessman, he sees business in everything, and the farmer sees farming in everything. It's not a bad thing. One-track-minded is not bad. It just means that you see everything through a certain lens, through a certain mindset. And it goes a step further. When someone is so focused on something, let's say, they say, I heard a story, this I know, there was a Lubavitcher that once went to a lecture, very deep lecture, and he didn't really understand most of it. I know the person. The guy that gave the lecture, Derech Agav, he mentioned a word from the Rebbe. The lecture was 90 minutes. And for probably 30 seconds, the guy said a word from the Rebbe. If you asked anyone that left the lecture, "So what did this person talk about?" They'll say, "Talk about whatever it was." But if you asked this Lubavitcher, I asked him, "What did they talk about?" "Oh, he spoke about the Rebbe." Nobody will think that this lecture was about the Rebbe. But this Lubavitcher heard the 30 seconds, that's all he needed to say. And for him, this lecture was a guy speaking about the Rebbe, because when you kachsich in something, that's what you focus on, that's what you hear, that's what you're involved with. And I want you to see something in the words of the Rebbe, where the Rebbe says, "B'shasa mensch liegt stark in a gewisse Sach," when someone is involved, permeated, immersed in a certain thing, is their teva ben adam. The nature is as b'shas as kum noch zachen zuchten gefinter zum malam erstin dinikudim mishutevus mit der zachen velcher liegt. When he approaches anything else, the first thing he sees is the thing that he's involved in. It's not the main thing. It's not the thing that's sticking out, but that's what you see because you're kochin zich in a certain inyan. So what are we kochin zich, says the Rebbe? V'negeet zu yidin, o befrad besoiv zman agolos, so liegt men in achakalei b'choyim sheyovoy. What does he see? He sees he's involved in Mashiach. Because Yidden Koch sich in Moshiach, is verstandig, as in jeder Sach, sucht men lechol eroish die Scheiches mit der Chaklei b'choyim Shiyovei. You're going to want to find the Moshiach in each thing. I can tell you, in a little bit of a Fabrengen mode, like sometimes you read the Siches, especially the later years, Tavshin and Aleph, Tavshin and Beis, the prime example would be Mishpatim. When the Rebbe is connecting the day of the week to Moshiach, the day of the month to Moshiach, the president to Moshiach, the city to Moshiach, it almost seems like if you're not a Lubavitcher, like you're really stretching it. Like really? The day of the week and the month and the year and the place and the hour, like that's all Moshiach? You gotta be kidding. You know, you read the Sicha, you're like, wow. How did this all turn into Mashiach? The UN being in New York has to do with Mashiach. The year the UN was built has to do with Mashiach. Like, really? The UN? Which is the center for anti-Semitism of the whole world? Like, the where they condemn Eretz Yisrael 24-7, that's what they do, and that's Mashiach. You read the Sicha, you're like, what's going on over here? And then you realize that the Rebbe is so durchgenommen with Mashiach. He wants to show us what does it mean to ligin Moshiach. Then an event happens, Russia and America meet. They met on a Friday, because that's Moshiach. They met this, because that in New York, because that's Moshiach. Everything is Moshiach. The Rebbe shows us how to find the Moshiach aspect in each thing. Now sometimes, look, it's a little frustrating, like, can you stop? Can you speak about something else? You ever have a friend that's so involved in something and just like every conversation ends up by Rebbe? Like, that's all, he's so one-track minded. Like, really? This also is Rebbe? Like, we're talking about the regular day-to-day things. How did it turn into Rebbe? How did it turn into it? Like, it gets almost frustrating, but that's what it means. Erlik sich nazach, and automatically you find that inyan in everything that you see. When you live with Moshiach, so everything that happens somehow is Moshiach. Because that's what you see, that's what you find. And the Rebbe says, an interesting example. The Rebbe knows that there are certain people that they're listening to Kriyas HaTorah, and that year was Shabbos Parshas Miketz. And the Rebbe says, a guy that lives with Moshiach, when he hears, look at these words, Gleich b'shas ayid hert und er hert b'kriyas ha-toyra devart mu'ikeitz. At the moment that this yid hears and there hears the word mu'ikeitz, chapter zech ahai, jumps up. Like he's probably like spacing out, whatever it is. He hears mu'ikeitz and he jumps up. Ah! Can you imagine what happens if he hears vayichi? This is Meramiz on the Keitz HaGolos. It's the Keitz HaYomim and Keitz HaYomim. What's the difference between Keitz HaYomim and Keitz HaYomim? I just want to speak about for a moment. The Rebbe says to look in Ur HaTorah, the beginning of Parshas Miketz, where we have these two Nikudas, Yomim and Yomim, which in short, Kates could either mean end or beginning. It could either mean end or beginning. That Kates is also the end of Golos. It's also the beginning of Geula. So therefore, when he hears the word Miketz, he chapsich, and he gets all excited. Danach, says the Rebbe, v'shas aleint unhert af teira about the menorah zov kula, the hert agleich, as does Retzich Vegin Gula Sida, right away he hears Menorah. He's thinking about the third base Hamikdash. He hears about the Nesiim. He right away is thinking about the Nesiim in the Gula Amitis Vashlema. There's going to be the Bechar from Kol Olam Kuloi. Ner Revi of Hanukkah, that week obviously was the fourth Ner of Hanukkah. Their Monte Gleich of the Gula Revi, as he knows that we've been this the fourth Gula from Edoim. So he had Mitzrayim, Yovan, Poras, Mother Edoim. So therefore, he's right away thinking, here's fourth day, he's already thinking fourth Geula. then as Vet Zayin Shleimus Gilo Elikus B'chol Da'al Ruchas Ha'ilom, which is going to bring the Giloi and the Shleimus of Gilo Elikus in the entire world. This is what it means to be immersed in Moshiach. Someone that's living with Moshiach will see Moshiach in everything. You're not living it until you see it in everything. If you have to be taught it, and you have to, someone has to show it to you, that means you're not immersed in the topic. As melikt in azach, when you're living it and you're involved and immersed, you see it in every single thing. And that's why when you hear shiurim and miketz, and you hear in yonim of kitzin, you right away, the Rebbe says, you jump up, and you're thinking about the gula sida, mitachayis, and the geshmak.